Follow Elizabeth on Twitter right now, keyword Food Nation Radio. And visit ElizabethDougherty.com for restaurant reviews, recipes, her blog, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody, we're back. You're listening to Food Nation Radio Network. I'm Elizabeth Dougherty. We have Don Barrett on the phone. He's an attorney, and we're talking about food and lawsuits today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. It's good to be here.
I'm glad you're here because recently Proposition 37 failed in California among voters who wanted to label genetically modified food, but we found you are doing some interviews about some different lawsuits involving food companies that are not doing proper labeling. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. You know, Americans believe in free enterprise. I believe in free enterprise. We all believe in free enterprise. Free enterprise is all about free choice for the American consumer. Free choice, though, means an informed choice. To these big food packagers, it means to stop lying. That it means to tell the truth about what's in the product that you sell.
Well, in legal terms, lying is a pretty strong word, isn't it?
Well, sure, it is. It's called fraud, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact is, as much as 25%, according to the GAO accounting office, 25% of packaged foods in the United States are misbranded. That means that they are unlawfully, they say things that the FDA forbids them to say, or they fail to say things that they are required to say, important things. These FDA regulations are extensive. They don't, unfortunately, they don't cover GMO foods, and they cover a lot of things that are important. I mean, for example, you know, as you well know, about two-thirds of American children are either overweight or morbidly obese. That's double the number that was in 1980. There's an epidemic of diabetes in the country. You know, many concerned mothers are try to avoid products with added sugar.
Right.
They read the labels. Labels matter. If a busy mother, let me just give you an example. If a busy mother in the supermarket in Orlando or Tampa reads the Chobani yogurt label, she won't see any added sugar. Now, there's quite a bit of evaporated cane juice, and that sounds vaguely healthy. It's, you know, and natural. What is evaporated cane juice anyway?
I don't even know.
Well, if you lived in Cuba, you probably would know. It's sugar. That is so flagrantly deceptive, it's almost funny. But it's not funny to the mother with the overweight children. It's not funny to the diabetic. It's not funny, and it's not legal. Because under the FDA regulations and under the laws of many states, California, New Jersey, New York, many states, you have to use the ordinary and common name for an ingredient on the label. You cannot hide ingredients by using made-up names like evaporated cane juice. Sugar is sugar. And to call it something else on the label misbrands the product, and it makes it a criminal act to sell it. And the law's not being enforced by the FDA. And I don't blame the FDA. That they've had their teeth pulled by Congress. You know, in the budgeting process, they don't have enough enforcement people. But the law allows, thank goodness, the law still allows a private citizen to enforce these laws. And that's what we're doing.
Right. Well, we should really talk about this further because I come across this all the time. For instance, when you open a package of potato chips or something like that, it says on the package there are no preservatives. What they don't explain is that they spray the bag with preservatives.
That's right. And they also say across the same potato chips will say across the front, 0 grams trans fat.
Right.
Now, a busy mother, what does that mean to the busy mother that's looking just for a second?
You would think it was healthier.
It's healthier. You know, it's better for you. But the FDA says you cannot say that. You cannot say 0 grams trans fats if the total amount of fats in a serving of that product is more than 13 grams or something.
Okay.
And of course, if you look at any of these potato chip companies, practically any of them,
right,
look on the back and you'll see that there's much more than fat in it. So it's just illegal. It's blatantly deceptive and it's blatantly illegal, and we're going to put a stop to it. The law allows us to do it, and the law is already there.
Yeah.
And we're going to enforce it.
MSG also. There's a million different names for MSG that they
right.
use on labels.
Oh, I can talk to you about that. The Frito-Lay company knows Americans that don't want MSG in their food because
right.
it causes health problems and it causes reactions
yep.
in many people, as you well know. But Lay's wants that MSG in the products because it enhances flavor.
Makes them eat more.
So it doesn't add pure MSG, but it dumps in ingredients like glutamates, you know, yeast extract, which
yep.
contains MSG, plenty of MSG, and then it labels its products no MSG. Now, that's a lie. It's just a lie. There's no other thing you can call it. Lay's is hiding an ingredient which they know causes health problems to hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of Americans. It's a lie, and it's also illegal. And that's where they're going to have to answer to the law.
Absolutely, because, this has been going on for a long time.
And it's been ignored. The lawyers have ignored, haven't dug down into the weeds to learn these FDA regulations.
Yep.
But we have. We've learned them. And we know that, we're very careful about what we're doing. We're not going to bring any frivolous lawsuit. We're not even going to bring any that have a close question.
It's not frivolous.
We don't think they're frivolous either.
No.
And the rules are there for a reason. And we're going to see that the law is enforced. And we believe that the court system is going to back us 100%.
Well, we want to keep up with you on this topic because what you're saying is 1 out of 4 food products are mislabeled in this country.
That's right.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. And private people that have done studies, some of our experts tell us that the percentage is actually much higher. But using the Congressional Counting Office figures, mm-hmm. it's 25%, which is an outrage.
It's unacceptable.
That's right. If you just follow me at barrettlawgroup.com and we have our cases listed, and when there's significant events, I'll be glad to let you know and be glad to talk to you again about it.
Well, we would love to have you back on the show, and we'd like to follow your progress, and we really appreciate your time, Attorney Don Barrett.
Oh, great. Thank you so very much, and y'all have a great day.
What did I say just a week ago?
That they would have been better off, the manufacturers, just going along with Prop 37, labeling their food.
Labeling GMOs, but now it's going all over the place. They're going to have them label everything accurately now.
And, if you think that that's just a backwoods lawyer from, my cousin Vinny, let's ask Marlboro, and let's ask Winston, and let's ask Kent and Benson and Hedges if they're afraid of Don Barrett. Yeah,
I'm afraid of Don Barrett.
History.
That's right. Attorney,
that backwoods attorney from Lexington, Mississippi, changed the course of history in this country, and he's going to do it again.
He's going to do it again, and we're going to follow him as he does what he does best. So.
Oh, yeah. He's just bringing the truth. That's all he's doing. And you know what? That's all you need to do. And the rest of it will just take care of itself.
We didn't want to go that way. We really didn't. We covered it for 2 years. We said, hey, you guys got to start being a little more honest about what you're doing. And you guys didn't want to do that, food companies. And now this is what's going to happen. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. We'll be right back.